2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 to 17. But you must continue in the things you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. What's the foundation in your life, for your life? Divine inspiration or human speculation? And do we sometimes confuse the two? It's so easy for us to think, well, you know, I'm a Christian, I've been given the Holy Spirit, therefore I need to rely on the truth that's shining in my own heart. But that shift from God's Word to my heart is an earthquake fault with which the devil would break us and shake us away from the rock of Christ. Listen to Matthew 7. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. My self-consciousness is only reliable to the degree that it is founded on God's Word alone. Do you realize that when we rely to any degree on our human speculation, the only thing we can arrive at is the monster of uncertainty? How can I know this is the truth? How can I know I'm saved? How can I know I have peace with God? Jesus warns us that as long as we're relying on anything in ourselves to answer those questions, we cannot have certainty. You know, Satan's broadest attacks, if you will, on the church through the ages can be characterized as being seen in different phases. So in the first 3-4 centuries, his attack focused on that pinnacle of a church building, if you will, the cross and steeple, the person of Christ. For the next 1,000 years, he spearheaded his attack at the means of entry into the sanctuary of the church, the work of Christ. And since the 18th century, he has laid his blasts and set them to undermine the foundation of the church, Christ's Word. All of these are so related that when you demolish one of them, it demolishes all of them. Our text is a key passage in calling us to let God's Word alone be that foundation in our life and for our life, to reveal Satan's blasts against that foundation for what they are. In point of fact, this is the only passage in the Bible that uses the word inspiration. Some have actually asserted, since it's only in one passage, this can't even be a clear doctrine of the Bible. However, one word of Christ is sufficient for our eternal foundation. But much more than that, the Bible uses many other words to proclaim this truth that God's revealed word does not have errors in it, is sufficient for all things. What does our text say? Sufficient to make you wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. And so, in fact, there are over 3,000 passages in the Bible that assert the truths of inspiration that assure us that the process, the product, and the promise are all divinely infallible. Notice the universal terms in our text. Every letter, all the writings of the Bible are God's. He did not just breathe into some human beings a few ideas and feelings so that they wrote some really great human writings. No. He breathed out of them so that this product is itself God's word, so that every promise he makes cannot fail. 1 John, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses you from all sin. Romans 6, the gift of God is everlasting life for you in Christ Jesus. Romans 5, having been justified through faith in Christ Jesus, you have peace with God. Matthew 28, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Here in God's Word is the one foundation in our life and for our life that makes you complete, that equips you for faith and for every good work. God's inspired Word does not err. It will lead you to salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 285, stanzas 1 and 2. 285, 1 and 2. One announcement.